This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour two of Lock and Load. This hour brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
I'm Rob Morse.
And I'm Paul Lathrop.
We're here with Chris Serino and Laura Carno. Laura Carno of I Am Created Equal. Chris Serino, well, gosh, Serino Consulting Group, Carino Training Group. And you've seen him on Top Shot. And what was the other one that you mentioned, Chris?
Oh, I do Gun Talk and Gun Venture and First Person Defender. You know, I'm semi-famous. Just a lot of people don't know.
You are a pretty face. Who knew? Oh, that's what Michelle put you up to that, I'm sure.
I'm kind of famous, just a lot of people don't know.
Don't know about it. We were talking about taking a very intense training class nationwide. We've got it in Ohio. Laura, you're going to try it in Colorado. Chris, you know how much backup there is standing behind you to make it happen. What, for each student hour you have on the line, there may be 10 to 20 hours of volunteer effort. Is that about right? That it takes, this is not something you do on a whim.
Well, you know, for me, I unfortunately, Rob, I mean, for me, it's easy to pull it together. I mean, it takes a lot of work, it takes effort and coordination, but I've been a traveling roadshow for a lot of years. I mean, I was lead instructor for the air marshals in Cleveland. I was a police trainer. I was the firearms instructor for Ohio Peace Officer Training Academy. So doing training is what I do, and I do it, I think I do it well. But yeah, I mean, for someone to undertake and to put on a course like this, it would take a great deal of effort. I mean, you know, the venues, the equipment, the gear, the training itself, because it has to be valid. This is a big undertaking. When you take civilians, teachers, people are going to operate in an environment like that. You can't take it lightly. And I was flattered to be invited to be part of it by, you know, TDI, Tactical Defense Institute, John Benner, his group, and the Buckeye Firearms Foundation. We are very honored to be part of it.
Laura, Buckeye Firearms, TDI, the Serino Group, they've been open-handed with you. They're saying, take what you want, use what you need. How's it going trying to put it together?
Yeah, and it's been a great partnership, and I'll take a step back to 2013 when a bunch of folks from Buckeye Firearms Association, when we were in the middle of our recalls out here in Colorado, self-deployed at their own expense to come help us because they wanted to be a part of protecting gun rights, and we ended up having you know, recalling two state senators over that. So we've got a pretty long-term relationship with them, and when we decided to set up our own statewide organization in Colorado, Coloradans for Civil Liberties, the first thing we did was reached out to many of the board members of Buckeye Firearms Association and said, how did you do this? What did you do? What was important? Because there really is no need reinventing a wheel if it's been successful, and Ohio's been very successful. So it's just no different than in this next step in setting up this this class. Ohio has done so much work over 4 years and refined it and worked with great people like Chris and TDI that, you know, sure, if we can find a way to improve it here, we're going to do that. But, gosh, we're going to start with precisely what Ohio is doing today because it's working so well.
That brings up something fascinating, frightening to me. When Buckeye started this right after the murders at Sandy Hook, they kind of put this whisper out into the community. Would anybody like training? They had 24 slots. They had some 2,300 plus volunteers. Have you started to ask Laura, and what kind of response have you gotten, and has it crashed your server yet?
Yeah, so we're not quite as far as that step yet because we're still looking to raise the money, and I'll start that in about 5 days after the election is over. People are a little bit distracted by the election right now. But I have, just cast out some lines. I know a lot of folks in the education community and have cast out some lines, and I have no doubt we are going to be able to fill classes very easily. So I'm seeing the same demand out there. And you have to remember, Colorado is the state that had Columbine.
Right.
In 2013, we had Arapahoe High School where Claire Davis was murdered. We have this here. People are very affected by, you can be an innocent civilian anywhere, going to a movie theater at the Aurora Theater shooting, and you could die. You could be seriously injured. People think about these things, and Colorado is no different than many other states in the number of new firearms owners, the number of new people going to concealed carry classes. People are scared. It's a the title of my book is "Keeping Kids Safe," or not my book, pardon me, my article, "Keeping Kids Safe in a Broken World," and I named it that from a line that a teacher in the class that I attended had said to me that, you know, it would be great if we could say that no crazy person's ever going to walk into our school and do harm. But it's a broken world. We can't guarantee that, so we have to be willing to defend the kids. And so that's kind of the place we're in. I think we're going to have as much success in training school staff here as they are continuing to do in Ohio.
I think you will too. I've so many friends there. I can't. Well, one step at a time. Here I am getting up too optimistic. Chris, Laura said something that touched me, and I wanted to check on confirmation with you. One of the reasons I'm a firearms owner is a very experienced policeman looked me right in the eye and said, "Rob, you need to protect your family till I arrive." Is that an unusual attitude, or is that pretty common amongst law enforcement?
Well, I mean, I think it's coming to the point where cops are going to tell you straight up, you know, we as a law enforcement officer, we're going to come and take the report after it's over. That's usually too late for you, the victim, and that's not sufficient. We do a great job at documenting a crime that has occurred. What we'd like to do is prevent crimes from occurring. And you know this as well as I do. As a concealed carry person, there are so many instances where guns have been used to save a life, stop a crime, do something. Just the display of a gun has stopped so many things. But you know what? Just like with law enforcement officers killed in the line of duty, we don't look at all the issues when things went right. What we look at is the issues when things went wrong, instances when things went wrong. That's the easiest way to build statistics, because we can't say on this last traffic stop last night, you drew your firearm, you were very quick to react, and you stopped yourself from being killed.
Chris, we're going to break. We'll be back in a moment.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained. No more waiting for the build or availability. Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Rob Morris.
I'm Paul Lathrop.
And this next segment is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lou was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Chris, I know this is a special day for you. Thank you for letting us steal you away from your family.
Now, don't worry about that.
It's an honor, and it means I have to have you back because we could talk to you for 3 hours on an evening, not this evening. Chris, where can our listeners find out more about you?
You know what? I mean, you could, I never search myself on the net, but I can tell you that you can always look me up on ChrisSerinoTrainingGroup.com. You can find me on Facebook as well under Serino Consulting and Training Group. And, I never look at what there is out there on me, but if you search Chris Serino, I would imagine you find all kinds of stuff. And I write a lot. I write for a lot of publications. I do a lot of different things, mostly on training. And if anybody's interested, they're more than welcome to look at it.
I can recommend it from firsthand experience. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you very much, Rob. I really enjoyed it. Laura, you speak very well. You're obviously very educated on the topic, and keep the home fires burning.
Shall do.
Laura, how did Colorado come to have the attitude toward self-defense that it has now? Because there's kind of a fire that's been lit.
Yeah, you know, there are a lot of people who got involved in 2013 when Michael Bloomberg came into Colorado and said, hey, here's a big package of gun control bills. And he waved his checkbook around and he got a whole bunch of anti-gun politicians to do his bidding at the State House. And there were a whole lot of people who got activated who'd never been involved in politics before. Now, I had been involved in politics before, and I joined the coalition to basically push this back. And what we were able to do in 2013, was to recall two state senators, including the Senate President John Morse. And what's really fun for me as I go to, let's say, NRA annual meetings every year is when I tell people I'm from Colorado, people from outside of our state still remember those recalls, and it really sent a shockwave throughout the country that if you don't listen to your constituents, this could happen to you too.
Our own little Boston Tea Party.
Sure. Yeah, and, you know, never underestimate the power of citizens getting together and saying this just isn't okay and saying don't you dare to politicians. This is our country. They work for us. And for anybody who worked on it, we still talk about 2013. It was just such a great project to work on because we were saying to politicians, you can't go that far with us and not have some consequences.
Laura, if I could, Colorado in this election cycle is being called a swing state. Barack Obama, of course, did win it twice. What do things look like there in Colorado, not just for the presidential elections, but what's the mood there leading up to Tuesday's election for in general, for freedom-related causes in Colorado?
Yeah, I heard a national cable station call Colorado today the swingiest of the swing states. so that's some sort of designation for the history books. Before last week when all of the new FBI information came out on Hillary Clinton, I would have sworn to you that there probably wasn't a path to victory for Donald Trump in Colorado. Since then, what we're seeing is a lot of people changing their mind. And you have to remember, Colorado, in our caucuses and assembly process, went for Ted Cruz. And so it wasn't a lot of people here, a lot of Republicans in the primaries, Donald Trump wasn't their first choice. So what you saw is a lot of people sitting back and saying, well, maybe I'll vote for this libertarian guy. And if Hillary Clinton gets elected, well, how bad can that be? We've had Barack Obama for 8 years. Can she be any worse than that? After everything came out last week, you see more and more people saying, I thought maybe she couldn't be too bad. Now it can't be her. She would be worse than anyone. So you're seeing a lot of the people who maybe were looking at those third-party candidates filling in the bubble for Barack Obama, and or not Barack Obama, pardon me, Donald Trump. And because it's a block to Hillary Clinton, so people are, and this is the people that I'm talking to who were in that bucket saying, I have to block Hillary Clinton, and Donald Trump is my block to Hillary Clinton. So it's interesting to see the different ways that people are getting comfortable with filling in that bubble for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
We've only got a couple minutes left, but you have been very active. I've seen you writing a lot on I see you writing on Second Call Defense's blog. I see your writing showing up a lot of places, but you're very active on the national scene as well.
Yeah, and there's also a publication called America's First Freedom that's an NRA publication that asked me to write an article for their series called Hillary's Enemies List. Hillary Clinton said that gun owners and NRA members are at the top of her enemies list, and she's very proud of that. So I wrote an article on that. I've done a couple of other videos talking about Hillary Clinton and the Second Amendment. I did a compilation video interviewing women who are very concerned about how Hillary Clinton would manage our national security and ISIS and just all these things that people are very concerned about. In addition to, as you mentioned, Second Call Defense, which is also a sponsor of this show, we're getting together a lot of educational articles at secondcalldefense.org. Click on the blog tab, and all kinds of good information, educational information for folks who are gun owners, concealed carry holders, all that kind of stuff.
Laura, we have only a minute. We have to have you back. Do all of your writings link back to lauracarno.com?
Yeah, you'll find everything at lauracarno.com, and folks can also click there to find out more information about my book. It's available on amazon.com called Government Ruins Nearly Everything, and I do have a chapter on reducing gun violence in there, and it's spoiler alert, it's not the government doesn't decrease gun violence, we do. But folks can get information there, and they can click contact if they've got a question for me, and also see
Laura. We'll have to have you back. It's been great. Thank you for joining us on Lock and Load.
Thanks so much, guys.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way. At all. It ain't going to sit well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall Revere's.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef. What's for supper? Revelation. Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation. The movie.info. Let's fix it.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Welcome back. Continuing hour two of Lock and Load Radio with Bill Frady. I'm Paul Lathrop.
I'm Rob Morris.
There we go. And this hour of Lock and Load is sponsored by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Joining us now for the next hour is Sean Maloney. You all hear Sean quite a bit talking to Bill, but we wanted to bring him in as well. Of course, you should know that Sean is the founder of Second Call Defense, also a sponsor of Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Sean, thanks for joining us.
Been listening to you guys for years, and I didn't think that I'd get on your show through the back door, but I'm happy to be here.
Well, Bill and Sean, Sean is a regular, but he's wearing a different hat that he only gets to wear some of the time. I first met Sean really through his NRA activism. In fact, I think Second Call Defense grew out of your passion to defend human rights and then the realization that no one should do that alone. How far off the mark is that to begin with, Sean?
You're exactly right. As a criminal defense attorney for 25 years, and certainly as a young criminal defense attorney, you know, always the same questions, how can you defend someone that's guilty? And I think over time, people have realized how important defense attorneys are in America, especially with the way our government sometimes erodes the innocent people. And, you know, I started Second Call Defense principally because it was the right thing to do. And I got sick and tired, quite frankly, of spending my weekends in jail because people who I knew that were innocent, who properly and legally used a gun to defend themselves, were in jail and couldn't afford bond or couldn't afford a retainer fee and did so much pro bono work, I started thinking, you know what, there's got to be a better way because who are you going to call after you're forced to defend your gift of life? And I asked myself that question when I was teaching a concealed carry class. Wait a minute, who am I going to call? And so it came out of the necessity that we needed it, and it was just the right thing to do.
Well, you stepped up, and I'm a little frightened that many of the citizens in America are not as proactive as you. This is an era of 144-character news on a cell phone. So how does someone who only – that's not even a full headline. How do they care if a politician steals billions of dollars? Do we lose interest?
I think that, you know, in my view, I'm not sure if we become numb to it or we hear these numbers over and over and over again, and it just doesn't seem to resonate with us. You know, because at times I'm thinking, well, you know, the $500 hammer years ago and,
right.
You know, government waste. And I think that's what's happened to all of us is that we become numb to it, and it doesn't have any immediate impact or consequences because, you know what? China hasn't asked for its $18 trillion back yet. I think when that happens, we might notice a change in our lifestyle. But, and I was talking to Paul earlier, what you guys do is so special because I can't trust mainstream media anymore. And I knew it was going to come down to people like you, people like Bill, people like Laura Carno, people like, you know, Chris Serino that are out there ringing the bell every day. And those are the people that we listen to because, truthfully, who can you think of that you can really trust, especially on our issue?
Well, I want to trust you. Would you go back and remind us what Barack Obama has done and has tried to do in the human rights arena? You're there every day.
You know, right from the beginning, if you think of every time that there is a pure tragedy in America, and that's what Sandy Hook was. That's what Virginia Tech was. He leads off, even with the terrorist attacks in California, he leads off, number one, is that we have to get rid of firearms. If you think about Sandy Hook, the legislation that he was pushing and what he had going in the Senate would have changed all of our lives, and we all got off the couch, we made the phone calls, and we stopped it. And then, you know what? Fast and Furious. It drives me crazy because the media got that wrong from the beginning. They called Fast and Furious a botched gun tracking scheme. There was nothing botched about it. They never even intended to track those guns. They couldn't track the guns because they weren't set up to do that. And I knew from the beginning that that was really a continuing criminal enterprise that the United States government started and got itself into, which really should have been charged under RICO
right.
What they did for, as a crime. And I knew their intention was to spill enough blood over the vote borders, raise enough havoc, so, you know, they could get a little bit more gun control. And you know what? What happened 6 months later? We have the president of Mexico speaking in our Congress telling them that we need to restrict our citizens' Second Amendment rights. And now if you buy more than one firearm at a time in the border states, there's special reports, there's more time taken. And so a lot of what they did came about. And then it goes on from there. People are still dying from that. Then all of a sudden, you know, green tip ammunition is an evil ammunition. And it all comes down, yes.
Sean, we never had any prosecutions, as far as I'm aware, from walking hundreds of guns into Mexico. Were there prosecutions and I missed it?
No, and that's what's amazing. And this very astute observation, there was never any prosecutions, and people are still dying. Americans have died. Now, you've got to remember what's happening, but all of a sudden that just went away. No prosecutions, and I'm sure the Terry family is still cries every day and is waiting for justice. And I wrote several editorials and op-eds throughout the time to make sure that nobody forgot Brian Terry and what's happening and what's still happening because of that event that took place.
That was Customs and Border Patrol agent Brian Terry, who was murdered on the border by a firearm that the U.S. BATFE deliberately gave to narco-terrorists.
Correct. Absolutely. And hundreds and Probably every 2 or 3 months you'll hear of another murder that's taken place in Mexico, and they trace the gun back to Fast and Furious.
If I'm wrong, I apologize off the bat, but the Paris attacks, wasn't one of the guns in Paris traced back to Fast and Furious?
You know, I'm not aware of that.
I think you're right.
But, yeah, I think it could have been, and I'm thinking that I heard that in passing, and again, got very little press because, of what it pointed back to. But, they got their job done. And a very wise person told me that, the liberals and the progressives will say, Barack Obama never took your guns. We're not going to take your guns. But every time you make it harder for me to purchase ammunition, every time you restrict me in the slightest way, that's gun control. And that's what's happening to us over and over again. And they're throwing us up there, and they're trying to see what's going to stick. And make no mistake about it, when you're looking at Hillary Clinton, she has never tried to hide the fact that she wants to end it all. She wants her guns.
Mm-hmm.
I interrupted you when you were talking about the ammunition grab.
Yeah, Every little thing they can do. So you have the green tip ammo, and then all of a sudden they decide that, we need to ban that ammunition because, it's armor piercing. It can go through soft body armor. Well, you and I, we all know that any high-powered rifle can go through soft body armor. So where does it stop then? And I think that's just another way to ban something because it's got a green tip. It looks different. It looks evil. No more evil than the black guns and their reason for doing that. But again, that's just another veiled attempt at gun control to restrict us and to take a tool from our tool belt and take another right away and really violate our Second Amendment rights. People don't realize that, every time government intervention makes any part of our life more difficult, that's gun control.
Yeah, we got to step aside to break. We've got 45 more minutes with Sean Maloney. We'll be right back right after this.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
I'm Rob Morse.
And I'm Paul Lathrop.
We are guest pitching for Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio. Together, Paul and I are one-third of the Polite Society podcast. We're here with Sean Maloney, and we get to hear more from Sean right after this advertisement from Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
We're back with Sean Maloney. Sean, this Hillary coming to gun control isn't a new move for her. I remember quite a while back, it might have even been during the when she was first running for president 8 years ago, she brought in that she wouldn't mind seeing a 25% excise tax on firearms.
She has never kept it a secret that that she's anti-gun. A big victory for her also was the 1994 assault weapons ban, quote unquote, that was enacted. And, you know, for a long time, and it was something that her husband realized, is that you don't want to mess with the NRA or the gun issue or the Second Amendment advocate. Linked Al Gore's defeat directly to that when Al Gore came out against firearms. And mm-hmm. I can tell you something. I had been an annual member of the NRA for years and years. When I got the phone call when Al Gore was running for president, that's when I first became a life member. And, you know, that meant that much to me. And we have to remember, she's never hid the facts. She's never dodged. At times she tries to, but she's such a pathological liar. She doesn't know what she's doing most of the time with the truth. And she comes straight out, and she has never made it a secret that she wants our guns. And that's what scares me most, because can you imagine what a mandate it will be when she is openly anti-gun and wants to do everything she possibly can do to, quote-unquote, overturn Heller because the Supreme Court got Heller wrong? When you come out and say that, and then all of a sudden she wins, you know, bar the door. And
absolutely.
And we got to remember one thing, that that this happened that I'm sure you guys are aware of. We have a Hillary Clinton presidency. We lose the Senate. Guess what's sitting there waiting to be signed? The UN Arms Trade Treaty.
Yeah, UN Arms. Wow.
Yep. And people forget about that. Sure, it's a Supreme Court, but remember when it was all nobody. We'll never have a Senate. We'll never have that situation. My God, it's what, 3 or 4 years later, and it's here already.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to remember there's so much at stake. There's so much at stake in this election. So many of our freedoms are at stake, and our ability to survive, I'm afraid, as a nation is at stake right now. And we have to make sure that if it's as easy as getting off the couch and going to vote, then you need to do that. I voted with my daughter today. She's 18 years old. It's the first time she voted. She came home from college. We both went down to the Butler County Board of Elections. I was number 2,683 today. They have been breaking records. They are voting since early voting started 2 weeks ago. Between 3,000 and 5,000 people a day in Butler County are voting. Already they're breaking records. And I'm hopeful that that's going on throughout the rest of the country. A little bit about Butler County, Ohio. Nobody has ever won the presidency as a Republican without winning Ohio, and nobody has ever won Ohio without winning Butler County. You know, we're heavily, heavily Republican, and we had the plurality of vote that pushed Bush across the first time. So, mm-hmm. You know, it's that important. If everybody's turning out like that across the country, then everybody's going to get it wrong. And I'm so happy that you guys have been ringing the bell.
Sean, you've rung it, and I want to make sure our listeners hear it. When Hillary Clinton says the Supreme Court got Heller wrong, I think she's saying that the U.S. government has the right to own guns, but citizens don't. Is that simplistic?
That's exactly what the point is. Heller stood for the proposition that the right to keep and bear arms is an individual right. It is not a collective one. It is not the government's. It is not the military's. It is yours. It is mine. And when she says they got Heller wrong, they got Heller wrong with the fact that it is not an individual right. It's a collective right, and it's the military and the federal government's right, and it is not yours. That in of itself, for people who realize, you know, what impact that will have on all of us. And it got it wrong, and it's very easy. We're one Supreme Court justice away. Right now we're 4-4. Get Hillary in, and we have the wrong one. It's 5-4. Hillary will be revisited, and it will easily be overturned. And think about that. Concealed carry will cease to exist. Firearms ownership really outside of the home will cease to happen. And I don't know what's going to happen beyond that. She's already said she also is in favor of the Australian-type gun control. So.
Yeah, and as we discussed earlier, Australian gun control is really minimally compensated confiscation. There's no voluntary. That's a mandatory gun takeaway.
And that's exactly what it was. You know, it was a gun seizure. They came and they got them. Well, I'll give you a few bucks for it, but you know what? I'm getting your gun one way or the other. And that's what it comes down to. And it's no more than, you know, the thin veil attempt for them to pass mandatory background checks or universal background checks. That's a dirty little secret. Universal background check means universal registration, means universal confiscation. Look it up, because that is what's happened throughout the world, and we're not so different that it's not going to happen here. Because what they say is when they pull people, 70-some percent of NRA members are in favor of universal background checks. Sure we are. We don't want mentally ill or criminals to have firearms. In fact, the American firearm owner and concealed carry holder, statistically speaking, is the safest, most law-abiding segment of society. But what they're not telling you is that the only way a universal background check works, which is if I want to give my son one of my firearms out of my safe for his birthday, or I want to gift him a gun, well, he has to have a background check. But people fail to realize, how does the government know that I'm giving my son a rifle? They got to register it. Then they know. And that's why registration is the key. And they let it out from time to time. Well, nobody wants registration because everybody knows what's going to happen with that. So keep that in mind. They're fighting the battle in Nevada. They're fighting the battle in Maine. Universal background check means universal registration, means universal confiscation. And I'm not paranoid to be saying that, because all I had to do was look everywhere. Look at what happened, you know, after Hurricane Katrina. Look at what happened on Long Island when they encouraged everybody to register their assault weapon. They went to get him.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not so different, and we're not so perfect that it can't happen to you and I.
And even on a practical level, universal registration, universal background checks. Look at Washington. You can't go to the range, and your buddy sees your gun and says, I haven't shot one of those yet. You can't hand your gun to him and say, hey, fire a few rounds, because that's a felony.
There are so many things like that that people don't realize. If they want to take it to the extreme, you and I are hunting, and we're going to cross a fence, and I'm going to hand the gun to you because that's a safe way to do it, while I go over or crawl under, I'm a felon. And they can push out to whatever extent they want to do. And that's the thing. It creates another class of felonies, and it does nothing but inhibit our ability to exercise, you know, our God-given rights.
We only have about two more minutes before the next break. Gosh, this clock is evil. Sean, can you try and summarize some more of Hillary's anti-gun proposals? We're not making this up. We're taking her word. We're reading what she told us.
Oh, absolutely. She wants to reinstitute the quote-unquote assault weapons ban. She doesn't think that anybody or there is a need at all for handguns or for pistols. Wants that. She truly believes that the cause of the problem in Chicago is the firearm. And she's going to openly attack that. She still talks about her 25% taxes on things, the ammunition tax of 50%, making sure everybody, you know, can apply to the government to even have a gun. Well, you know, I don't have to ask the government to exercise my God-given rights, but she wants us to. Magazine capacity limits, ammunition capacity. How about registering ourselves to be able to purchase ammunition? We can only purchase ammunition that we have a firearm for it to fit in, and there's only one way to know that, and that's registration, and it goes on and on. Everything that they've tried to do for, you know, our lifetime is all coming back to the table, and under that administration, they'll throw everything at it. And, you know, nothing's going to be safe or nothing's going to be sacred, so to speak. If you think about the fact where we have to register and have background checks to purchase ammunition.
Yeah, we got to run to break. When we come back, I want to talk about the other side of the coin. I want to talk about what Trump can do for us. We'll be back after the top of the hour break.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials. These are the weapons of Head Down. Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.